The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
Oh, coming up on Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Brad Smith. We get to see him on City TV as a new Canadian bachelor.
I'm telling you, I met this guy yesterday. You're going to be very impressed, Mocha. When he leaves, the one thing everybody said was, wow, totally not a douche. Because I think that's what everybody thinks. A guy who's going to do that show is a huge douche, and he's not. I guarantee you.
Dammit, Moore's bringing in Brad right now.
Yeah, see? You know.
Are you normally going to bed at this time?
No.
Staying up late, but on them ladies.
I'm still watching Skinamax,
but all right, Brad Smith, welcome to the KISS 92.5 studios. How's it going?
I'm good, thank you. How about yourself?
Good. How's the this experience been for you so far?
Well, you know, this is the earliest I've been up since I was about 7 years old. So,
and there were presents under a tree.
Seriously. I'm missing the marshmallows in my hot chocolate right now.
How are you explaining this to people? Because there's a good portion of the people that love this show that want this to be just like the ones that we see in the States. And there's another part of it where you have to kind of sell that it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I think if I wasn't selling that it was a little bit different, then it wouldn't be the Canadian version of The Bachelor.
Right.
I think that, you know, the best part about this for me is there's a sense of realism there that I haven't seen in regardless of what kind of context of reality show that there's been. So knowing that they picked me, knowing that I'm a pretty flawed guy, and knowing that I went on there with certain intentions, I think that we're all on the same page.
The one thing that I'd said in my hope for the show was, and it's pretty much a Canadian exclusive. The one thing that we have in this country are the fireball, hot-headed French-Canadian women that are probably owned by a biker gang somewhere that you put in a house and they will destroy everything in its path. That's a Canadian exclusive. Yeah. Oh, do we see that on this show?
We cast from everywhere across Canada. And, you know, I do, before going in there, I wish we did have a couple poutine makers, you know?
when you were in the house with all the women, night number one, at that point, could you pick out immediately who you would hope to stay and who you were just not interested in wanting to get rid of?
Well, to be honest with you, like if I were to put you in that situation and put 25 girls around you, you're kind of going to get the eyes for the ones that you are initially attracted to. And then once you talk to them, you kind of narrow it down.
Yeah.
You're not going to be attracted to all 25. You're not going to like all 25. And not all 25 are going to like me. Like, the night before I went on the show, I pretty much, like, woke up in a dry sweat because I had a dream that one of the girls just, you know, popped out of the limo, looked at me, and was like, this guy? Really? Sure, please take me back to the airport. I need to get out. I came here for a man, not a little boy, you know?
How much of what you're doing right now, because I talked to you yesterday for ET Canada, and when you left, it was unanimous. Everybody was walking up going, well, nice guy, totally not a douche. You know what I mean? There's an assumption here that somebody that would do this show has to be a douche.
Well, I've used that term before.
Yeah.
There's a connotation that comes with what I'm doing, and I don't want to mean just The Bachelor, but reality TV in general. That you're a certain way, that you're full of yourself, that you're an egomaniac, that you know, self-absorbed. And I like to think that I'm all of those.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No. You know what? I think jeez, I didn't can't believe I said that.
That's the one clip we're just gonna use over and over and over and over again.
I think in actuality I was most shocked when they picked me because I'm just a normal guy.
Yeah.
And when people meet me, there is that kind of like working period where they're kind of waiting for those, you know, D-bag qualities to come out. And when they kind of see that I'm just a normal guy, it's like, oh, okay, we get this now.
You won a lot of dudes over yesterday.
Win a lot of dudes over.
Can we make it? you ready? Maury?
Yeah, I'm here.
Here, sweetheart. Come here.
I have questions.
Brad, Maury, Brad.
Nice to meet you, man. Yeah.
What would you like to say?
Okay, couple questions. One, what does your tattoo mean and can we see it?
My tattoo is for my two best friends who have died.
Yeah, way to take something real sweet.
No.
How are you supposed to know that?
Why did you ask? What are you doing to me? He's currently touching me inappropriately.
No, not yet. Boxers or briefs?
I'm going commando right now.
Nice.
No, I'm kidding.
You're not. I saw.
You were trying to check my stuff out, weren't you?
Yes. And can a guy win your heart?
You mean in the romantic sense of the word?
Yeah, like, could I win you over?
If it was cold enough.
But then he'd eat you as soon as you fell asleep.
Last question. Is Brad Smith your real name? Because that's the most generic name of all time.
Oh, I know. I've been identity thefted about 74 times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you it's hard as hell for you to get a passport, huh?
No, seriously. I had to go file like a police report. Someone thefted me from Bell Mobility for like $7,000. And no. I was living in Kingston, Ontario at the time, going to school, and someone opened like 10 phone lines in Mississauga, Ontario. And
really?
Because Brad Smith. It's like they walk up with a generic pat.
So the girl you pick.
The guy I pick.
The guy you pick.
Yeah.
Was there a point at the end of the show where you went to one of the producers and said, listen, you guys want to make news with this? You want the best finale ever for a show? Well, let me pick two.
I think there was a point where there was like four where I was like, okay, this mansion.
This could work.
Let's just displace this to Utah right now and really go Big Love style on this. I mean, I can share.
You can't share. You can be shared.
No,
there's a difference.
I think to be cheesy and honest, yeah. I mean, when you kind of get the idea of who it is, regardless of whether they like me back, you want to run with that.
Yeah.
One.
Okay. But you are in love, though.
I'm in a lot of things.
Yeah. Whatever.
Brad Smith, thank you so much. Bachelor Canada will debut on City TV this Wednesday night. Dude, all the best, and we can't wait to have you back.
Oh, Maury wants to sing happy birthday to you because it's a week away.
It's on Tuesday.
Yeah, to you.
Look at that cupcake.
I'm getting all
I'm going to put some of this frosting on your nipples.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.